Do the dhikr verbally. In other words, verbally recite this dhikr by doing it silently or thinking these kalamat is not correct until you don't say it verbally, even lightly. If you say that, this is how you recite all of these kalamat, and by giving attention, keeping the meanings in mind, recite, and every kalamat, take the enjoyment, get the contentment. And during dhikr, if you feel drowsy, or if sleep overtakes you, or you feel sleepy, or snoring comes, then immediately stand up, otherwise dhikr becomes makruh. And then it also impacts other people's dhikr immensely through the noise. So those who are sitting next to you, they should wake him up. And after getting up, go outside for a short while, get fresh, do wudu, and then come back. And this, you'll get double thawab, double the reward for that individual. But you stay sitting and drowsy, sleeping, or snoring continuously, you spoil your own dhikr, and you spoil the dhikr of other people. Happens. It can happen, sleep can overtake you, drowsiness, tiredness can overtake you. So a person should get up, and the wudu doesn't break until you don't lean against something, or if you fall, then the wudu is there. But the dhikr is spoilt and becomes makruh, undesirable. Person's not doing dhikr, he's not understanding what kalamah he's reciting, what he's not reciting. So the adab, the manners for dhikr is the biggest thing. With the adab, with the manners, with the respect of dhikr, then the person gets faiz, then Allah gives the faiz. You should have adab, manners, fulfill the dhikr properly. You're in the gathering with full attention, focused, whilst thinking that the greatest worship and action Allah has given me the ability to do that right now. All the fadail, the virtues, the rahmas, the mercy. Allah's name is so great. Fadkuruni adhkurkum, Allah says. Allah's name is so great. One pious elder was asked. He said that, I know when Allah remembers me. And people were amazed. He said, how do you know that Allah is remembering you? He said, have you not? That means you haven't read the Quran. He said, I have read the Quran. He said, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When I do Allah's dhikr, then I know Allah is remembering me. Allah is remembering me, because Allah said it in the Quran. So this is the rank that Allah is remembering somebody. So this is a great honor. Great ibadah is this. Worship, so don't say it easy, sit on your haunches, on your knees, so that if you've got difficulty, you realize if you sit with a blanket wrapped around you in a corner, leaning against a wall, then yourself are saying, I just want to enjoy myself and spoil the time that you are spending. So in this, when you're doing dhikr, don't be too comfortable, focus towards the dhikr of Allah, and especially think that Allah right now is remembering me, and I'm in the gathering of the angels, and Allah is remembering me in the gathering of the angels, that this servant of mine is doing my dhikr, and on that dhikr of yours, Allah will send His mercies to you. So what a great feeling, a great emotion. Allah Ta'ala doesn't seat us down for nothing. We should do dhikr ourselves when we sit in the gathering. Be attentive and try that, remove your tiredness, and then attend the gathering. And be fresh, alert. If drowsiness comes, sleep overtakes you, get up, stand up, get more reward, go and do wudu, fresh wudu, or go outside, do dhikr outside. Then when you get alert, wake up a bit, then come back. What you should know is that what kalama you are reciting, what are the meanings of this, what are you asking from Allah Ta'ala. This is called dhikrullah. Dhikr isn't just sitting. Until you don't feel the impacts, the effects. Here we are doing the dhikr of Allah. We are to remember Allah. We want to remember Allah in such a way that we feel that Allah is remembering us. And that's the dhikr of Allah. So how will you feel that? When inside your heart, the feelings, the impact will start to come. You'll get enjoyment. You'll feel the taste of dhikr. And tears come from the eyes for the individual. That's how much enjoyment there is in the dhikr of Allah that we cannot imagine. Why don't we feel the enjoyment? Because we don't know. We've come to do dhikr here, or we come here to sleep, or just to sit here. How should we sit? We don't know anything. So adab, respect for dhikr, is very important. So sit in a halqa, in a gathering. Don't sit alone in the back against the wall, lean against the wall. This is against the adab, the manners of the dhikr gathering. This is against the dhikr gathering. If there's something, you got a problem, you got pain in the back, or an issue, okay, fair enough, you're forced to do that. But if you know purposely sitting at the back for the sake of it, and just sleeping, what's the point of sitting at the back? Come in the gathering, come into this gathering, sit close to each other, near to each other. So these are all adab of dhikr. And in adab of dhikr, there are many points. Adab of dhikr is being taught, this is how you should sit. This is how we should remember Allah. And if we don't have adab, the manners, the respect for this gathering, dhikr, then what will we get? Nothing. And that's the same with all other ibadah, worship. We should have adab, respect first, the manners. Recite Durood Sharif. Today is a very great day. This is Shawwal, the month of Shawwal, and this is Jummah, Friday in Shawwal. Sayyidul Ayyam, the greatest day of the week. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has granted this day to us. The whole week, after one whole week, this day comes. And in the whole year, in this, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala puts together all of His rahmah and mercies. The preparation for Jummah, getting ready for Jummah is a worship, act of worship. And in preparing for Jummah, the whole body, wash it, clean it. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would keep a special clothing, libas, for Friday, for Jummah. Wear that special clothing, wear good clothes, nice clothes. Allah's given you a ni'mah, the bounty. You should show that. When Allah's given you resources, apply surma to the eyes, cut your nails, and full preparation for Jummah. And you should prepare yourself for this dhikr, for remembering Allah in Jummah, doing good. Every moment, every minute in Jummah is valuable. The reward for thawab increases on Friday. On this day, this is Allah's kept a khutbah, special sermon. Listen to the sermon attentively. Just like this is the day, Allah Ta'ala on Jummah has kept these specific actions. Also the night, last night, the night of Jummah is like Laylatul Qadr, night of power, and the day is very great. Laylatul Qadr, Allah has kept that moment in which a person's dua is accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this day of Jummah has kept a moment where Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua. And so be regular in doing dua in this day. And this Allah hasn't given a specific time, a portion that when He accepts the dua. So keep yourself busy. The more, just like in the odd nights of Ramadan, in the last Ashra, it's estimated, it could be this night, it could be this night. In the same way, the pious predecessors of the deen have chosen, selected some moments sometimes. For example, during Jummah, it could be that Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua during the Jummah time. Maybe in between the two khutbahs, that moment comes when the dua is accepted. Or all the whole of the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that moment, He takes you to that time, that time could come in which Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as. And especially people say that time between Asr and Maghrib is very valuable time on Jummah, Friday. This time as well, spend it with dhikrullah. And Allah's given us a special ibadah on Jummah. And that's a unique act of worship. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. This is that ibadah that just the human beings do. Allah says, I prefer it and I do it myself, Allah says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, Allah doesn't pray salah, Allah doesn't keep a fast, Allah doesn't do hajj, Allah doesn't give zakat. But Allah says, I recite durood, mashallah. What a great honor. What a great honor. So on this day especially, Allah ta'ala has given us that in the year, whichever day, through the Allah says there's no specific day for durood, but on this day, Allah's decorated this day with durood. So in this, you, me, us, me as well, you as well, that recite durood in abundance, high quantity. Rather, in my mind, a point has just come now, that moment of acceptance on Jummah, obviously, this is what's in my mind, I'm sharing that with you, what's coming to mind. So we don't know what time that could be on Friday. That time when you are reciting durood, it could be that. That moment could be very valuable for us. So the most valuable thing is this, that according to what Allah Ta'ala has told us, Allah is included in the gathering, the angels are included, Allah is ordering that action as well, and especially on the day of Jummah, Allah has selected Durood Sharif for Jummah. So it could be that moment when you're reciting Durood that your dua is accepted. So recite Durood. And also this point, that moment isn't just once. Not necessarily it's once, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't restrict things. Allah, His mercies are vast, expansive. His rahmah is spreading on this day. So the more you recite durood, then that moment will keep on coming to you for the acceptance of the du'as. Keep reciting Durood Sharif. That it's not just 1 minute in the day and the small matter. Allah has opened it out that whenever you recite durood to my Habib, then I also will be included and I will do the same as you. So ask for me and I'll give to you. So it could be this as well, mashallah, that it's repeatedly during the day you get that acceptance of us, that you can, Durood Sharif, there are different durus you can recite, so recite them. In the same way, the time of Jummah is very great. in this time, maghfirah, forgiveness. What a great day that at the time of Jummah, if a person dies, if he's buried, then he's forgiven from the punishments of the grave on the day of Jummah. This is how great a day it is. So on this day, he said as well that this day is connected to the grave. That remember these points, that those who have passed away and are buried in the graveyards do special dua for them on Jummah. Remember this as well. Send ithar lithwab, convey the rewards to them, your mother, your father, your relatives, your friends, colleagues, all of those who you knew who passed away. Rather give more emphasis on those that when you are sending the reward, think from your young age, who's my friend? He used to live with me, used to stay with me, used to speak with me. What friend of mine has passed away and he's died with iman? This is the condition. And you can't do dua for those disbelievers for bakshish, forgive. If a person you know who had iman has passed away, then ask Allah to forgive that person and do the ithal ithwab, convey the rewards to them. And whenever you get an opportunity, it's in good times and bad times, you remember your friends, colleagues, and beloveds. One daughter, one girl, and she's now quite older. And she said to me, that who do you do dua for? Who do you send thawab to? And she said, you will laugh. I said, no, please tell me. And she said that there was Nazir Sahib. I said, Wazir Sahib? Nazir, I'm thinking. I said, ooh, he was a very good person. It was from the older people who used to do dhikr. And she said, when I was young, then I used to go, and always he'd give me sweets and give to me. So his love, his affection, until today I remember in the young age, I was very small, I used to go and I used to meet Nazir Sahib. He used to give me sweet and he used to give me love and affection. So until today, I don't forget, whenever I get an opportunity, I remember him. And I do ithar lithwab, ask Allah to convey the reward to that person. Look at this. So if you do good actions, good akhlaq, good manners, then even the young child, the small child, this will be embedded in the mind of the child. And if it's a pious person, mashallah, the person grows to be, it doesn't necessarily mean that your children remember you. Sometimes, if you give love to someone, they will remember you, the people. You know, it's a very great achievement. So I was very surprised. I said, SubhanAllah, the world has forgotten that person, but you've remembered that person. So always, I go on Umrah, she said, on Hajj, wherever I go, even if I have to do Umrah, then I'll do Umrah for that person. So what a great silsila, great sequence of reward that person he has attained, because he had love, he gave love to somebody. So love is a good thing. Those people who have passed away, left this world, what situation they'll be now in the grave, what will be the condition, the circumstances. Nobody knows. That a few yards down below the level of the earth, what's going on with the people, we don't know. We have no knowledge. We will also go there to our grave eventually. So keep on doing sadqa jariya and present yourself with good manners, good behavior to people with love, so that they remember you tomorrow and they send ithar lithawab, convey the rewards to you for their good deeds. So today, this is the preparation for Jummah, inshallah, according to your regular habit. Be careful and fully prepare for Jummah. Your hand, body, face, full body, clean, Allah likes that you purify yourself, clean yourself, come to me, Allah says, sit in the khutbah, listen to the khutbah, alhamdulillah. It's a special moment to do dhikr of Allah. After Jummah, join the dhikr in that masjid, go to that mosque where dhikr is taking place and travel to such a masjid where this effort is being made. So these are the ways to spend this day in a nice way. And if you can, take a day off on this day of Jummah, spend time, take time out for Allah, and try that, I'll go and pray Jummah at that place. Many people say to your boss, can you give me a day off, or give me an extra 1 hour or 2 hour extended lunch break, and one Jummah goes, two Jummahs goes, but you have to work all your life, then all your life you won't get a chance that you can sit in Jummah and do dhikrullah. So what are you waiting for? That you should see that all life long you won't get a chance then that to come and pray Jummah again. All life long you won't get the chance that to go to Jummah to the masjid, do dhikr of Allah. Work, 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 work. Do dua to Allah, that Allah give us such a job, employment, business that with ease we can implement the good deeds. Because this is what will be useful for us. And if we don't have that now, then try, explain to your boss that please, I will come back 30 minutes after Jummah, please, you can reduce my salary. I will have to do dhikr and come back. It doesn't even take half an hour. But how long will we be lazy? How long will we be neglectful? When will we get a chance again in life to do dhikr, that we do dhikr at the time of Jummah as well? We come to Jummah and this dhikr after 10-15 minutes, we do muraqabah. So anyhow, alhamdulillah, we should give each other encouragement, then we'll get success, isn't it? Yes, then you get determination and you're aroused and made alert. So make the preparation at home, tell your women folk, tell them to make a schedule, an habit. That is a sharia masala, that your wife also on this day give ghusl to her. Otherwise, in other words, give her an opportunity to do ghusl on this day. Yes, enable your wife to do ghusl on this day. So this is such a day that everyone should be clean and pure, have a bath, change the clothes, have good clothes, the environment should be at home as well. And also this should be that have some good food, cook some good food on Friday, on the day of Jummah. Yeah? The more you do for the day of Jummah, the more you sacrifice, the more you are grateful for Allah's ni'mas, then Allah will give more to us. Yes, that today's Jummah, okay, we'll eat something nice. Yeah? Let's give some food, let's make some good food and give sadaqah, charity to others so they can eat. So give sadaqat on this day. And this is also Shawwal. And wear some good clothes, have some good food, make some good food. So this is all of this ibadah, worship for Jummah. Jummah. Salah. Some muhaddithin have said there's 70 times extra reward. Every good deed you do on Jummah, you get 70 times extra reward. So do such deeds, actions. So this day on Jummah, if you prepare, in the hadith is stated, and we say it's da'if, it's a weak hadith, but da'if hadith, it's accepted in the fadail, in the virtues, this is also accepted. So the more according to the sunnah you prepare and do actions on Jummah, then the ibadah will rub off to you. So obviously wear that color on the day of Jummah that the Holy Prophet ﷺ liked and preferred. Wear that color and prepare, use that on Jummah, that color, not black or yellow. And the other point is this, that the most important thing is the imamah sharif, the blessed turban. That we don't wear imamah turban on normal days, definitely wear it on Friday. What's the point of being ashamed? You want a reward for topi cap when you wear the imamah sharif? 70 times extra reward. Tell me one Jummah, the reward increases so much that I can write 40 books about the reward of Jummah. And through the kashf, the vision of people, they've seen, observed the blessings of Jummah. So 70 Jummah extra recommended, that Allah Ta'ala will accept. You'll get the thawab for that. And we're ashamed wearing imamah. Why should I wear the turban? It's not necessary. Where's it written? Where's the proof? The shaitan puts these points in our minds. So these same people, the muttaqi, they are the definition of the muttaqi. Those people, that on each and every advice of Allah, they go towards the good deeds, virtuous deeds, do good deeds. So may Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the ability to practice upon this, what we've discussed. Ameen. So what's the best ibadah of Jummah? Durood Sharif.